New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Very dapper. You can see this beautiful holiday sweater underneath it. Festive and fun. Folks are walking into the TV station. I'm walking out. I've already been texted by various members of the show audience, friends, saying, hey, you did a great job. We haven't yet watched the replay yet. I don't see it available yet on their website, but it will be soon. I get in my car. I drive up to the gate with the swinging arm. The gate opens up. I'm now out on the road. And then I put my hand in my right pocket. I do what I always do when I drive, and that is look at my phone. No phone. Oh, weird. Get up. Maybe it's in this pocket. No, this pocket. No. Okay. I look on the seat. No. I look in the console area where you put like your drinks. No. I'm like, motherfucker. I've driven 10 feet away from the radio station or from the TV station. I pull back into where there's a gate and there's a car in front of me and the gate opens for the car in front of me and the person pulls in, but they stop because it's strict security there. The people who pull in always wait for the gate to close so that a person like me, who they don't know who the fuck I am, can't just sneak into the parking lot, you know? Gate closes. I push the thing. Hi. I go, hey, it's Eric again. I left my phone in there. Okay, I'll open the gate. Open the gate. I pull in, park, go to the door. Door's locked, of course. Again, it's a pretty secure place. Ring. Oh, hey. Open the door. Go in. I go, I think I left it in the bathroom because when I was taking a pee afterwards, I set it on the plumbing there to like look at my phone while I'm going tinkle because it always takes me a long time to go tinkle. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go back in the bathroom. I go back in the bathroom. It's not there. So then I'm like, well, it's been stolen. One of these people stolen my phone. I don't say that, but I know someone stole it. So I go back to the lady at the front desk. I go, has anyone, you know, and she goes, well, no one's turned it in. I go, okay. She goes, did you check the green room? I go, yep. And I go, I'm going to go back and check my car, my truck. Go back out, nothing. They let me back in. Now there's like an APB. And she goes into the newsroom. And then people I know that work at the TV station are calling it, trying to see if they can hear it. But I've got it on silent anyway, so it's not going to work. Time passes. I'm standing there with my thumb up my ass. And she's like, look, I don't have it. It's not here. And then this lady comes out, and she says, what pocket do you put your phone in? I go, my right pocket. And she goes, I'll bet you it fell out of that pocket, and it's in the opening in between the seats. The seat and the dash. Now, I've done this. I looked there. I moved the seats forward and backward. I got in the back seat. I'm looking under the seat. I have done all of these things. So I know that she just wants me out of the building. But she says, it probably fell out of your pocket, and it's right there. Now, I don't want to tell her that someone stole the phone, but I know someone has stolen the phone. I go, yeah, okay, I'll go check it. I opened up the car door, and it's exactly where she said it would be. I'm like, how the fuck does that happen? I mean, it's one thing. I get it falling out, but I've been in this vehicle 3 times looking for it, and nothing's changed. I looked very well, at least I thought, every other fucking time. It's 25 minutes from when I first wanted to leave. So embarrassing. So then I go, well, there it is. Just like she said. It's like, how did you know? And so clearly, she must have a husband or a significant other who's, like me, a fucking idiot. And in the newsroom, I can only imagine this lady was like, oh, hey, I'll take care of this. My husband's an idiot also. Oh, okay. And she came up and said exactly what happened, knowing full well what the fuck happened. Blew my mind. I get the phone. I put it in my pocket. I go walking back up to the door. I want to let them know I found it, you know? I could have just left. I go, I can't, you know. I ring the thing. Hello. I go, hey, it's Erica. She was right. I found it. Now I'm being all Eric Zaytunian. I want to be Eric Zane and say, yeah, I'm an asshole. I'm such an idiot. But I did not. Just kept my mouth shut. And away I went. What was that? You're like, what the hell? I've got good news. Megan has sent me the link from me appearing on TV on Fox 17. Chris knows that that was an 877 Cash Now commercial. Yeah, it's you know, one of those pre-video commercials. Don't call 877 Cash Now. Okay. I know you could only hear the beginning of that. So let's take a look at how it went. Now, I haven't seen this either. I mean, I did it, but I couldn't see anything, obviously.
Giving season for good reason. We know one way we can donate is through food drives. In the spirit of the holidays, a West Michigan podcaster holding his annual great food giveaway.
Okay, now I'm already making this face because I don't like hearing me. I sure as fuck don't like seeing me. And I'm extremely critical and disgusted with myself reviewing these. It's like when we would do Who Are These Zanes and Ben would play clips of me.
Once again, joining us this morning, we have Eric Zane, of course. Congratulations on year 5.
It looks like I'm holding in a fart.
First of all, thank you for being here. Hard to believe you've already been doing this for so many years to help people.
So fat. And my head is square. That is a square head.
Yeah, it was, in, you know, as a lot of things on my podcast, it's because of ideas from the audience. And that was the case with this. And it's very basic. We just started passing the hat around year after year, collecting the money, buying the food, giving it away. And that's what we're doing.
What was the response like?
Year exact same sweater I wore last year.
One, I imagine people, you know, prices are high. We're still.
You know who that was holding that sign? What's the name of that other guy who's gay that we used to have here on the podcast all the time? I can't remember his name. He's married. Gay married guy. What's his name again? Can one of you help me out?
Response like year one. Yeah. I imagine people, you know.
No, that was me.
Prices are high. We're still dealing with inflation.
Did I just say I was gay and married? I thought that was him.
People have to be grateful for any help that they receive right now.
Right. And it's interesting because year one, we were
at. Isn't the guy's name Kyle?
Actually trying to pull people off of the street because not a lot of people knew that we were even doing it. Mm-hmm. So it took a little time to actually give the food away. They were all very, very thankful.
Him. This guy, that's Kyle, right? Kyle the gay.
Yeah.
But as time has passed, now people are like, okay, we definitely need this, and they're aware of it. So thanks to your TV station and you guys for talking about it. It's really helped get the word out, and that's what it's all about.
That's great. Well, thank you to you for starting this whole thing. We're looking at video from previous events. So let's get the logistics here. Let's get the
details. Weekday when it was snowing like that, there's Kuipers. It was so snowy that one week or that one year.
So people are able to show up this day that they can also benefit from it.
Absolutely. So no questions asked. If people show up at Irvine's Auto Repair in Grand Rapids, which is just a few blocks east of 131 along 44th Street, is a side street called Stafford. Mm-hmm. Just show up there 3 p.m. on Friday. We've got a
I am a lot less gay, though. It's I don't know what I'm doing. I think it might have has something to do with the fact that I showed Pooh Bear new moves over the weekend. Maybe I'm more like calm because of that, you know? Kind of like after a dog gets the zoomies. And then it's, you know, maybe that's why I'm more relaxed.
For pet food with the Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance, free pet food. Mm-hmm. And then you move over to the food area, a box of food, which is a Christmas ham, potatoes, gravy, corn, rolls, and a Christmas pie.
Nice.
And then we added this last year, thanks to the people at Irvine's. We've raised a lot of money and purchased a large amount of women's feminine hygiene products because that's sometimes very, very difficult for some people to get.
Sure.
So we'll have a crew there that is giving those out as well.
Wow, that's amazing. And, of course, just days away from Christmas, I'm sure this is a huge help to so many families.
Okay, so this guy on TV seems like a nice guy. I don't even know who this guy is.
You were saying that we need to spread the word because sometimes you have supplies left over.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, we try as hard as we can to talk about it on the podcast, but it's sometimes, you know, as the...
What I wanted to say here was nobody listens to the fucking podcast. So we need help from you because we're such a small-time operation.
Years have gone on. It's become less of an issue as the word has spread. But I honestly think that this year in particular, it will go fast. So get there maybe a little bit before 3, line up the cars, and we'll give you the food as long as it lasts.
Yeah, you guys make it so easy. You even load it up for people as well.
We absolutely do. We have a ton of great volunteers who've made it all happen. So
amazing. We've got all the details for you right there on your screen, and we'll get that also up on our website as well. Eric Zane, thank you so much for being here
with us. Thank you for having me.
Happy holidays to you.
All right. Other than just being disgusted with my general overall appearance, all right, it's not that bad. And I think my profile looks more disgusting than my straight-on shot. It's that square head thing. What a weird-looking head that is. God damn. Accolades all around. You guys are too kind. Becca says, good job. Chris says, well done. Linda says, are we doing deliveries this year? Amy and I did them last year. Yeah, we know you snuck away to Kiss. We haven't heard it. I guess it depends on the need. Jeremy says, give him some credit. There's 47 people in here when you wrote that. That's almost 4 dozen. Starman 314 says, if I could pull off an Xmas sweater like that, I'd do the news as well. Tyler says, I'm a little disappointed by the lack of gayness or lack of gay. Oh, well, there's always next year. Linda with the great point. Little does she know what an asshole you normally are. While watching that is like an out-of-body experience for me. And when I think about how I am, you know, an asshole, and I see that guy, I'm like, that's very unbecoming to be that old and such a dick. Ugh. And I have to maintain this. Like, forever. It doesn't seem sustainable. You know, I'm not saying when I'm 55, I won't be an asshole, or 56 or 57 or even 60. I don't know. It's just weird. It's just so crazy to see that. Anyway, what was the name of the guy? Jeremy? Jeremy the gay. No. That's Rainbow Flag Jeremy. Squarehead, fat old lesbian. Holy cow, what a smoke show, referring to Janice. Nice job covering your bulge, EZ. Don't want to distract the viewers. Do we remember the name of the guy? Kyle. It's got to be Kyle. Yeah, it is Kyle. I don't know why I couldn't think of it, or I was second-guessing myself. It is Kyle. He's been MIA for a while now. Yeah, I don't want to, like, call him, because I'm smart enough at this stage of the game that when you do that, sometimes, something bad could have happened, you know? I could send him a text. I think I have his number. Kyle. No, I don't think I do. It was Kyle Ryan, right? I'll send him an email later. I knew I didn't have him because he would be saved as, like Maureen says, gay Kyle. All right. Outstanding job to Fox 17. Megan informed me that right after that, they started getting phone calls from people saying, "Hey, you're this is right? This is 100% free." Yeah, so that's very, very cool. That's what the goal was there, and I appreciate them, hosting. And then I lost my phone. God, it's so bad. Okay. Great food giveaway update. One just flew in from PayPal. I see you. Thank you. I can't access it right this second, but I did get that. I appreciate that very much. Yesterday, there was a fantastic $30 donation and a fantastic $5 donation. And that's how we've done this. A few a day, over time, slowly but surely, whittling this down. Let's see. We had two. Wait a minute. Yeah, I have $185, and then we just got a $50 donation. So that is $135 remaining before all of the food is paid off. I'm going to put in the Twitch stream chat how you can reach me. Oh, sorry. Venmo easy. @Eric-ZEITUNIAN. PayPal @EricZaneShow. Thank you. I am 100% confident that this will be taken care of today. Tomorrow, we're buying the food and off we go. Great food giveaway number 5 with sanitary napkins. Does anyone even refer to them as that? With tampons, with feminine hygiene products. Thank you. All right. As they come in, if we get any more coming in during the show, I will be sure to update you on the toad board. Before I get into the horrible news. No, you know what? I'm going to get into the horrible news. And then That'll be it for the horrible news. And then we're on to ridiculous stories. I don't ever shy away from these stories. I don't ever try to. That's one of my gripes is when I hear a show that doesn't have the ability to actually discuss something that's important that's going on in the world. With the idea that, we're only a distraction. We're not going to talk about anything actually going on in the world. You hear our friends Freeburn Hot Wings doing that shit all the time. It was a school shooting in Madison, Wisconsin. The shooter, dead. A student killed. A teacher killed. The shooter was also a student. This is at a Christian private school. Two others left in critical condition. It happened at about this time yesterday. A second grade student was the first one to call 911. My God. At 10:57 Madison time, which I guess is 11:57 our time here. So like I said, about 24 hours ago. This is a bit of a different story, though. It is a female shooter. I can't tell you off the top of my head a school shooting incident, a mass shooting like this, where the school shooter has been a chick. She was 15 years old. Now it's the time to, try to figure out what the hell happened. They're trying to find a motive. And I think they will. There was a study hall going on. And that's when everything went haywire. Natalie Rupnow is the child who did the shooting and is now deceased. Actually died on the way to the hospital. Self-inflicted gunshot wound. Two others in critical condition as of Monday night. Three other students and one teacher suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Two of the victims were released from nearby hospitals. Officials have not released the names of the victims. The teenage student who did the shooting went by the name Samantha for some reason. Police believe she had been at school earlier in the day and that investigators had no evidence of a breach to the school building. Cops searched the kid's house. They spoke with the family. They have not identified a motive. It remains unclear how she got a firearm. No criminal history, no previous run-ins with police. Police are looking at social media posts and other writings allegedly written by the kid in Monday's shooting. Cops said, quote, "We've been made aware of a manifesto, if you want to call it that, or some type of letter that's been posted by someone who alleged to be her friend. We haven't been able to locate that person yet, but that's something we're going to work on today." He went on to say investigators were looking into whether she had contact with anyone else about the shooting. Going to take a look at the computer, the cell phone. Cops nowadays, one of the first things they do is try to find out if the parents are fucked up.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that. Your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So you look at them being negligent, maybe like leave a pistol laying around or some shit. You know, all that bullshit. If you have young kids in the house, the idea of having a accessible weapon is a horrible idea. Now, I know you're going to get people that use weapons to defend their homes to argue that, but unless if it's just you living there or you and your wife or whatnot, you don't want to have that accessible, especially if something fucked up happens to a kid and they have access to that weapon and they do something like this. Then you have like an Oxford, Michigan thing and the mom and dad are in prison, as they should be. If you have, young people in your home, you definitely want to lock that shit up. And then you're like, EZ, well, how do I get to my gun if it's locked up when the bad guy's breaking in? Well, either you don't, or you have it locked away in an appropriate storage place that you can get at it quite quickly. Thumbprint, handprint. Mine is just 1, 2, 3, hit a couple buttons, boom, door pops open. But I don't worry about that now because there's no kids that live here. But when my grandkids are here, that's like the first thing we do is all guns get locked up. But people don't do that. People are idiots. Now, does that mean that that's happening here? No, but that's what cops are looking at right now. We want to look to see if the parents may have been negligent, and that's a question that we'll have to answer with our district attorney's office. But at this time, that does not appear to be the case, so that's good. Family is cooperating. Wisconsin Department of Justice on alert for copycat crimes amid surge in tips. Not a day goes by, and I'm sure a lot of people are in the same boat, that if, like, for example, Diana, being that she is in a high school, when I saw the notification yesterday, it said something like school shooting. It didn't say where. I have to touch the notification, and then the story opens up, and it says Madison, Wisconsin. And then you know what I do? I go, oh, thank God. Thank God the dead people aren't here at my wife's high school. I know that sounds ridiculous, but fuck yes. I'm holding my breath that I'm going to open it up, and it's going to say Jenison, Michigan, and there is a school shooting. Oh, my God. There is quite literally, let's just say it together, nothing that can be done. Nothing that will be done. So just wrap your brain around that. Nothing will be done. Nothing can be done. The only thing that would make, that won't make any sense and that will never happen is if the Army goes door to door and gets every gun and then everybody turns them in. And then we can't sell guns anymore in America. Now, how realistic does that sound? It doesn't sound realistic at all. That's why it's a perfect time for me to bust out the EZ Love Bucket, virtual love bucket. It's worth mentioning every time there's a horrible murder. It will not surprise me that if this kid was bullied. If we find out she was bullied. Each student starts the year with a virtual love bucket. Now, Let's say you're the kid that doesn't get bullied. You're the quarterback of the football team. You get tons of tail. You're going to get tons of prizes and maybe even anal if you seek out the kid who's bullied and, you know, help him. Communicate with him, be his pal, help him with his homework. And then you get virtual coins into your love bucket. As soon as your love bucket gets full, you get big prizes. Encouraging polite behavior towards those kids who eat their boogers and poke their dog's asshole and smell their finger. I love the love bucket idea. Donut Dan, who I think is stuck in 1987, says, put me down for $50. I will email you a check today. Dan, do you have the ability to go to the Amazon wish list? It would be much easier if you would go to the Amazon wish list, which I will give you right now. And just buy $50 worth of feminine hygiene products. You know how to buy stuff off Amazon, right? That's what you should do. And then it will be sent right to Irvine's. That's your best option, I think. Okay, so there's the link, Dan. He says, my wife does. Dan's old school. Now, look, I will tell you this, though, Dan. You have managed to watch this show on Twitch. You should be able to buy stuff off Amazon. So if you can maybe copy that link, I don't know. Knowing you, you're probably going to bust out your chalkboard and chalk and write https://a.co/hx6jk8q. I guess that'll work. You're awesome, though. I appreciate you thinking about us. Okay. I am going to go use the boys' room. Much too much coffee coursing through my system. So sit tight, and I will be back, and we can continue this podcast. Squarehead, squarehead. Squarehead, yeah, squarehead. I got a link that was sent to me. Chris D sends it along. It is about our beloved... No, I'm sorry, Chris D did not send this. Mike Ball sent this. Detroit Lions head football coach Dan Campbell drops multiple expletives during live radio interview in Detroit. This might have been the best pep talk a coach has ever given in a radio interview. The article starts talking about the last 48 hours. Lions lost. David Montgomery out for the rest of the year. Aleem McNeil out for the rest of the year. I always forget the guy's name who got hurt. Defensive back. He's out for the year. Campbell went slightly off the rails while giving a 90-second pep talk to the people of Detroit. All right, I'm going to check this out. I want to hear it. I like Dan Campbell a lot.
Been a minute since we've had Coach on following a loss.
God. I can't. Like, it's the whole damn thing. Shit. Well, I don't have the time. I wish it was. It's like the whole 12 minutes. Well, I'm going to have to save it then. I don't want to ruin it. I'll come back to that. Like, who wants to sit for the whole 12 minutes? I just want the good part. Jeremy says, I miss Jim Costa's show on 96.1 in GR. Yeah, man, he's happening, though. He's doing well. The radio company's not doing so well. Like, if you wanted to buy stock of that company that does the Dan Campbell interview, it's 16 cents each share. Another great radio story. Starman314 says, my profile makes me look like a blockhead from Gumby. All right, looks like when I was away, you guys were talking about pinball. Donut Dan says, I have Cash App and maybe Venmo, but I still order from the Montgomery Ward's catalog. Okay, I do have Cash App too. I haven't talked about it, but, yeah, I don't know why the fuck I do it though. Let's see. I can send this to you. I'm going to send you my spot on Cash App. That way, if you like, you can do it this way. Off we go. We are $135 short of our goal of $3,634. All right. Bob says, what about Zelle? God, I don't even know what the hell that is. Update on the drones. So people go outside in New Jersey. They look outside, especially at night. There's drones everywhere. Nobody knows what the fuck they are. I mean, they know what they are. They know they're drones. But no one knows why. It's kind of like a mystery. It is a mystery. What's happening? New Jersey pilot's drone lost power in restricted flight space while mystery drone kept flying. Here's the guy. His drone was downed after pursuing a mystery aircraft in FAA restricted space. There was a drone just hanging out. I put my drone up in the air and went towards it. I had full battery life. Not 3 minutes into the flight, I lost control of the drone. He insisted that while his drone went down due to restricted flight space, the mystery drone he had been trying to reach retained its ability to fly. He told MSNBC that he also attempted to reach drones spotted near Morris County Airport this week and was again denied flight clearance in the area. None of the things we go after are on flight radar, he pointed out. He said he absolutely believes that the unidentified drones in the restricted airspace may possess new technology that allows them to bypass FAA security to keep them from being jammed. The paranormal investigator is convinced that the drones are a government secret and they're playing stupid in their apparent inability to provide any details as to the origin of the alarming aircraft. Boy, I don't like to think that. But I find myself believing that. Either that or aliens, according to this guy. I don't think they're aliens. I think if the government really, if they weren't in on it, they'd take the shit down, right? Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it. Dan has sent some cheddar. That is $75. So I don't know what 135 and then take away 75 is. Hold on. Cross out the 1, make a 0. Make the 3 a 13. 7, 8, $60. We are $60 away from the goal. The Biden administration has faced mounting criticism from residents and lawmakers for downplaying the unusual sightings. The Department of Homeland Security and the FBI announced Monday that they are belatedly deploying drone detection technology and infrared cameras to determine what, if any, threat the unidentified objects pose. We are now down to $50. We just got a fantastic $10 donation. I appreciate that very much. Thank you. $50 remaining on Great Food Giveaway. Tomorrow the food is purchased. We will buy it all. Mike Ball will load it up on the big day and bring it to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. All right. Before we continue, shout out to A&E Heating and Cooling online at aeheatingcooling.net. I got a new furnace put in here last year from A&E Heating and Cooling. It works outstandingly, as you would expect. Top-notch professional, and I have it cleaned and maintained every year with A&E Heating and Cooling. Now, if you're in the market for a new furnace, please consider them. Reach out in West Michigan to 616-516-8579. That is 616-516-8579 for A&E Heating and Cooling. The insurance pro on the show is Frank Fuss. Frank is an expert on healthcare.gov, Medicare, and Social Security planning, as well as life insurance. Now, if you are in a spot where you have a family and you're finding your way through the throughout the world, you got bills to pay, you got kids, you got wife, you know, holy cow, what happens if something happens to you? Your wife is going to be in a desperate spot, or vice versa. I suggest getting a life insurance policy for both of you, and to take care of that in the event of something unfortunate happening. Now, for a lot of you who are younger, this is not that much of an expense. You're looking at a small amount each month to insure your life for a big money to help with the transition, of that happening, that terrible, untimely thing. Otherwise, you know, it's going to be a horrible situation for the surviving spouse and the kids. It already is a horrible situation. Take care of your family, okay? Frank makes that easy. Just reach out to him at buyinsurancehere.com. That is buyinsurancehere.com. We just got our final donation, and it was through PayPal. Thank you very much. I'll just call you Double D. I don't recognize the name. But no, actually, it's Dylan. I think it's I need my glasses. D-I-L-L-O-N. So that would be a lady, right? If you're a D-I-L-L-O-N, because a dude would be a D-Y-L-A-N, right? I appreciate you, Dylan. That's big. By passing around the hat, we have raised a ton of cash, and I thank you so very much. And this is extra important because I have a surprise. I was hanging on to this for this moment. There is an extra $1,000 that was donated by Mike Ball. And that was very early on in this. But I knew for a fact that you would come through with the lion's share of that money. And you did. You have now raised $3,634. We are adding to that $1,000, which I will today go to the Amazon wish list and buy $1,000 of feminine hygiene products through Mike's donation. And that will be help move the meter and probably pretty close to all of what we need on Megan's wish list. So I didn't want to throw that out there early. You typically don't, because then people have a tendency to lose the urgency on it. And I wanted to save that, but being totally transparent with you, Mike Ball did donate $1,000, and now the story can be told. Wow. So all told, we have raised $4,634. Incredible. Outstanding work, all of you. Bob says that's a lot of Dracula shot glasses. Tyler says this isn't including the donation from Donut Dan, coming via Pony Express. No, Dan sent it via Cash App. But wow, that was funny. There we go. Thank you very much. Man, I'm stoked. So I get done with this podcast. I'm going to make all of that purchase for the women's feminine hygiene products. So hopefully they'll get there by Friday, Megan. Megan says that they will. Donut Dan says, boom goes the dynamite. You are a regular Jerry Lewis brother. I'm very proud of the fact that this podcast has raised all this. You guys are great. Absolutely awesome. I'm going to actually finish up with my sponsors and then get to that part of the day with making that order. And then because I've got my Patreon podcast today too, and I also have Christian Blatt's podcast at 2 p.m. on the Who Are These Podcasts YouTube channel. You can check that out as well. And then the asshole of the day in a minute. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Reach out 231-332-6505. When you are ready to get pre-approved for your mortgage from anywhere in the U.S., 231-332-6505. Thank you so much to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Asshole of the day. Let's see here. I need a marker. I'm searching for a name. I apologize. All right. Got it. The asshole of the day is Natalie Rupnow, a crazy bitch who shot up the school. Fuck you. Rot in hell. That is going to do it for this podcast. As always, you're outstanding, and I will talk to you on the Patreon. Thank you, and bye-bye.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.